Students in Modern Irish Culture Studies at NUI Galway are writing letters to residents in nursing homes across the county. The initiative, titled Comfort Words, is a partnership between the university and Nursing Homes Ireland to help combat loneliness and isolation during the pandemic. Nasa Gorel is a 21-year-old student involved in the project, and she told our reporter Joan O'Sullivan about what it meant to her.
You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for students to be given the opportunity from a lecturer to do something kind and to be able to reach out to those who may have been lonely this year as well. And it's just kind of to show the elderly that to us, they do matter.
Can I ask you what you wrote in your letter?
Yeah, I actually talked to them about my home. Coming from Donegal, like, you know, I kind of described the view from my house, and I actually included a poem that I wrote about the view from my house. And a few photos of like the sun setting, then obviously about college and how things have been for us and how I know things have been difficult for them too. And I just hope they had a really lovely Christmas as well, and I hope that they keep staying strong.
Nasa Gorel there. Well, Barbara Carroll is a resident of Green Park Nursing Home in Tuam. She explained how important cards and letters have been during 2020.
It's very difficult to explain, but it's a very good, warm feeling to think that apart from maybe our relations or our friends that we keep in contact with by phone, it's nice to think that someone out there is thinking of us with the letters that we have received. And also, yesterday I received one of the care packs. I received one of the care packs with some lovely gifts in. It's a very good feeling. It's a support. It's something that helps us, I believe, to cope with this dreadful, strange and difficult year.
Barbara Carroll, let's talk now to Dr. Nessa Cronin, who's a lecturer at the Centre for Irish Studies in NUI Galway. Where did the idea come from?
Good morning, Rachel. The idea came from back at the beginning of the semester in September, which probably feels like 100 years ago now to many of your listeners
this
morning.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
But at the time, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Absolutely. At the time, there was a lot of negative narrative going around about young people in Ireland and the pandemic. And as the semester progressed, I could see their heads dropping, the Zoom cameras or the mics might go off, and they weren't really living with COVID, they were struggling with it. And so I wrote them a little thank you letter during midterm just to thank them for all their hard work, for Zooming in on class every week, for doing all their assignments and for helping and supporting each other. And then I thought then, how about maybe they might write a letter themselves? So we came up with the idea for their second assignment this year to write comfort words to those in the members of the nursing homes across Galway County.
So tell us then about these letters. I mean, what sort of letters have been written?
Yeah, so each student is writing one open letter to all residents of one nursing home. We have 33 nursing homes across the county with 1,471 residents. So some nursing homes will get more than one letter, as when my third years heard about what my first years were doing, they wanted to get on board as well, which was fantastic. And basically, I've asked them to talk about themselves, talk about their lives, talk about what it's like to be a student at the moment, what life has been like for them in 2020. Because it's been really tough, and also then at the end to offer some words of comfort and support and solidarity across the generations at the end of the letter.
I suppose it's a reminder in a way that everybody has lost out this year, and that no matter what age you are, we have an awful lot in common at the end of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, in a way, you could argue that these are the two generations that have been the most severely impacted by the virus. And I was very conscious of that. One group that got all the attention immediately in February and March were our older generation. And I was listening very keenly to the challenges that they had in Nursing Homes Ireland. So when I contacted Michael McGlynn and Tadhg Daly, they were absolutely delighted with the idea. So I felt that our older citizens were struggling with their physical health, but I could see that our younger citizens were very much struggling with their mental health. And so while they might be separated by up to 70 years, we're very much part of one community. And I think writing letters and writing and literature, something we're very well known for in Ireland, is something that we could all do at this time.
I suppose also what we tend to forget is presumably a lot of the students already have quite a bit of contact with older people in their own families. So they appreciate what's been happening.
Oh, absolutely. And on our kind of weekly classes and Zoom calls, I would learn a lot more about them. I would see, you know, where they were living. I would see their bedrooms. I would see their kitchens. I would see their families walking in and out, making cups of tea. Many of our students are carers themselves. Many of them are shielding loved ones, whether it's siblings or parents or grandparents living at home. And many of them, unfortunately, have also lost loved ones this year. So very, very conscious of that. But what was really remarkable, Rachel, is that they didn't want to talk about themselves that much. They really want to put words of comfort out to an older generation and to connect with others. But I think what I really wanted them to do was to actually sit back for a moment and actually for them to write about how it's impacted them as well and to process that. And I think probably this letter, for the first time since March 2020, has been the first time that many of our students have done that.
Well, it's a great idea, and thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning to tell us about it. Dr. Nessa Cronin there of NUIG at 2 minutes to 9.